Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 8th. The grain closed mixed with March corn up 2.25 cents. It's a new contract high close, but we did not make a new contract high during the day. March wheat down 3.5 cents at 6.38¾, and March beans up 19.5 cents, 13.74¾. That's a new contract high close, and we made a new contract high at 13.86. Meal made a new contract high and high close up 740 a ton, but the oil did close, 20 ticks lower. I really can't explain why the beans continue to be this strong. Funds are record long, meal, oil, beans. I guess the world feels that La Nina is not only going to stay in Brazil for a while, but it's going to hit the U.S. this summer. I think it's a fool's game to try to predict weather out to the summer. But in the meantime, the funds keep just buying this thing. It's relentless. We've got the reports on Tuesday. We haven't really seen any fund rebalancing out here whatsoever. Maybe they're waiting for Tuesday to see what the reports are. But we're supposed to get really good rains in Brazil. They're talking about heavy rains. Argentina is going to get some rains. It's like getting rains in the first week in July. It couldn't be much better. The planting rate in Argentina on corn and beans is ahead of the averages. They're virtually almost done now. So, you know, how much longer can this last? I mean, if the government comes out, we're looking for a 140 carryout on beans. If it comes out at 130 or 125, sure, the market can rally some more, I guess. But we'll be looking to sell new crop if it happens out here. We're getting into that resistance area in July, November beans again. If we close that spread over 205, then I'd say that there's another 50 cents coming to the upside in old crop anyway. I just find that hard to believe, but we'll have to see what the report says. The numbers that they've got for Argentinian corn and beans and Brazilian corn and beans, I think are going to wind up being low. I think these carryouts are going to get bigger. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, we had a 204,000 sale to China today for beans. But it's a drop in the bucket for what it's been. And when we see the cancellations yesterday and we see an export figure of 34,000 metric tons, you know, how high do you got to go? Well, I think this is high enough. But the market just keeps plowing ahead. I guess they assume production around the world is going to continue to take a hit. I'm not seeing it, but you know, I haven't seen it really for the last buck and a half on this thing. So it continues to move higher, but we'll see what transpires after Tuesday. Just a quick note, silver was down. Right now it's down $2 an ounce. It's been down $2.70 an ounce. Gold's down $68 an ounce. It's been down about $85 an ounce. Bitcoin made new historic highs at 42,730. So if you do the math between the gold and silver and the Bitcoin, you can buy about 22 ounces of silver or one Bitcoin. You can buy 1,640 ounces of silver to one Bitcoin. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have something that I got in my hand and I know is going to be there. I just don't see it in Bitcoin. At any rate, is the gold and silver going to affect the beans? Obviously, it didn't do a thing here today. Stock market's down 67, but it's about 200 off its lows. So the market is ignoring what's happening in Washington. It's ignoring the unemployment numbers. And it just continues to make highs here. Let's see if we made a new contract high. Didn't make a new contract high today in the Dow cash, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But we're pretty close. Could still do it again here today, but I think we got all kinds of problems coming. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.